World Cup soccer at an Irish stadium within a decade. That's the prospect being held out by the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, of all people, who says it's the right time for the UK and the Republic of Ireland to launch a joint bid for the 2030 finals. The football associations of Ireland, Northern Ireland, England, Wales and Scotland have all welcomed the plan, as did Taoiseach Micheál Martin on his way into this morning's cabinet meeting.
Very exciting, it was very interesting, and obviously it's very early days. But we're very happy to cooperate with the UK and indeed all the football associations involved, because obviously the whole idea of Ireland as a location for major events is something successive governments have been pushing for now, and this falls into that. And look, it's early days, but we'll certainly do whatever we can to add value to that proposition, because I think sports fans would be particularly happy with that, and would be something to look forward to.
Indeed, something to give us all a lift. Let's talk now to former Chief Executive of the Football Association of Ireland, businessman and barrister Fran Rooney. Fran, very good afternoon to you. Thanks for taking our call. Now, you've operated at the highest levels of international football administration and understand how the politics with a small p of all this operates. Is this a runner?
It is. It's certainly a runner. Ireland has a very strong network of associations, smaller associations, and a lot of those smaller associations would favour a bid from Ireland. Mm-hmm. To put the bid together with England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland is a very exciting opportunity. It gives us a great opportunity to build on football and to build on the commercial opportunities that will undoubtedly come our way. So, yes, very exciting opportunity.
I mean, and a very early stage, I think, as Micheál Martin was making the point there. But who might we and the British be up against? And what do the associations and the governments involved have to bring to the table?
Yes, well, the most vociferous bid has come from Colombia, along with Peru, mm-hmm. to host the 2030 World Cup. But the 2026 World Cup is going to be held in Canada, Mexico and the US. So that might rule out a host in the Americas. It gives us a great chance to host it in Europe. The 1966 World Cup was held in England and contributed hugely to the game there and also in Ireland. So it's an exciting opportunity, and I think the most likely bidders, Colombia and Peru, who will most likely bid against us, may be ruled out because of the fact that the 2026 mm-hmm. World Cup is in the Americas also.
I presume just to be at the starting block, you have to be able to show that you have stadia that can accommodate the numbers of spectators and games, infrastructure, transport facilities, hotel accommodation. All that really is just the basics.
Yes, and we in Ireland are not we're not properly resourced, and we don't have the infrastructure to cater for the numbers mm-hmm. that will travel to the games. And we don't have sufficient stadia to play the games in. We really only have two stadia that are up to scratch, and that's Croke Park and Lansdowne Road, the Aviva Stadium. So putting our bid alongside England, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales, it opens up all of the grounds in England. And, you know, the number of Premiership grounds that are first class category one stadia will, you know, make the bid a very strong opportunity.
All right. Well, it's an intriguing prospect, and we'll watch this space in the time ahead.